This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 26th of December. The Big Bash League began again after its short Christmas break, but things remained very similar for defending champion Sydney Sixers as they slumped a defeat at the hands of a Ricky Ponting-inspired Hobart Hurricanes. The Sixers made a respectable 154 for 8 from their 20 overs, despite no batsmen making more than 34, as Ben Laughlin took 4 wickets. Brett Lee then removed Tim Payne in his opening over, but Aidan Blizzard and Ponting added 84 for the second wicket inside 10 overs. Blizzard departed for 48 off 30 balls, but Ponting remained until the end and finished on 63 off 52 balls, claiming his second successive Man of the Match award. The two Sydney teams now occupy the bottom two places in the table, with Hobart in fourth. In New Zealand, there were wins for Northern Districts and Wellington in the HRV Cup, with the pair now occupying the top two places in the six-team league. Wellington's win came against Central Districts, courtesy of a fine all-round batting performance. They amassed 213 for 5 and reduced 18 overs, as Jesse Ryder and Tammy McMill got them off to a blistering start, and Chris Wokes and Grant Elliott added late momentum. Workshire all-rounder Wokes ended with a career-best 55 not out off 28 balls, while Elliott hit 35 off 18. Matthew Sinclair hit 71 off only 43 balls in the Stags' run chase, but they finished on 160 for 5, as Luke Woodcock and Mark Houghton took 2 wickets apiece. In the game at Eden Park, Northern Districts triumphed by 23 runs on the duck with Lewis Method. Knights skipper Scott Stires 668 not out of only 26 balls, as they made an imposing 142 for 4 from reduced 12 overs. Moraine then reduced Auckland's target to 73 from 6 overs, but they ended on 49 for 6, as Bradley Scott took 2 wickets in his only over. And on the final day of matches in the penultimate round of the Ranji Trophy yesterday, there were close wins for Gujarat and Mumbai in Group A, with Rajasthan's match against Saurashtra and Hyderabad's against Railways drawn. In Group B, Uttar Pradesh beat Tamil Nadu, while Maharashtra against Baroda and Karnataka against Haryana ended in draws. And in Group C, all three of the remaining matches also ended in draws. Mumbai's win over Madhya Pradesh was by far the pick of the action, with Jalaj Saxena taking Madhya Pradesh to within sight of victory with a fluent 128 after Mumbai had declared their second innings closed at 250 for 5. This set them 311 to win, and they progressed seamlessly to 175 for 1, mainly thanks to Saxena, before Zaheer Khan struck. He would go on to remove much of the Madhya Pradesh middle order, and he was 5 for 79, as they were all out for 303, in spite of a spirited last wicket stand of 36.